Resuming Acts chapter 22, January 16th class. So we see from reading Acts 9, 1 through 2, that they knew what the way was. The way was the disciples of the Lord, as they had become known at that time. And we can define the Greek word, hordos, that's used to translate as the way. It means a natural path or a road. And metaphorically, in the New Testament, it's become a course of conduct or a way of thinking, Christianity. And I think we can look back at John 14:6, which probably everybody can recite from memory, where Jesus says, "I am the way." That's the same word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you might recall the rest of that verse. No one comes to the Father except through me, through Jesus. So Paul took both men and women. He didn't discriminate. Both men and women. Bound them, imprisoned them, and they were essentially sentenced to death. And he journeyed as far as Damascus to bring them to Jerusalem. Now we're coming up on Paul's description. It's actually the second account of Paul's conversion in verses 6 through 21, chapter 22 of Acts 6 through 21. This is only one of three descriptions or accounts of Paul's conversion. We read it in chapter 9, we have this one in chapter 22, and then we also have it again in chapter 26. And each one's a little different. But there are valid reasons for them to be different. Some people say they actually contradict each other, and there are discrepancies in Luke's accounts. But I want to wait until we study chapter 26 and have all three parts in front of us and put all three parts side by side to show you that there is no discrepancy. There is no contradiction in Luke's accounts. But there is truth in all three. We'll continue in our next class with the account, Luke's account, and Paul's description of Paul's conversion.